Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter of Wamego. Again, phone lines are open, 75-537-1350. And we were just talking over break about last week. We had that story about all the fireworks injuries across the state. Only like 130-something statewide, not too bad. But no injuries at the Wamego Fireworks Show, of course, because it's a professionally ran situation. You said you checked it out Wednesday.
I did, yeah. I've attended that every year. We've been in Wamego and do a little volunteering there. I've been on the chamber board. I was actually served on the chamber board for 6 years, and this past year I ended my two terms. But those guys just do a phenomenal job, and their planning and preparation is almost a year-round job. I know.
Probably already started.
Yeah, Chris Hoopy and Neil Ebert just do a fantastic job. And it probably already has started. But that's a big day for them, and we really appreciate all their efforts.
Always a great show. We do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Well, I really appreciate the efforts you've made in Pott County on the schooling. I always preach about the grandchildren's parents taking the grandchildren to Pott County for their schooling. With the electronic interfaces, we always have to be careful about the kinds of raucous games that there are out there on the internet, shooting each other in the head and things. But the other introductions to the world of knowledge, I listened to a presentation by the library the other day, and they were talking about how important it is to hear audiobooks, correct pronunciation of words other than the 50 words that we know and use every day, and listening to the K-Man news readers, I become aware of those words that appear on the news line that are more than the 50 words we use every day, the difficulty they have of pronouncing them that were raised without audio books. Thank you so much for widening everyone's horizons.
Well, thank you for the call. We really appreciate that, and I agree with you. Yes, we definitely got to always be on the lookout for the negative activities that students can access through electronic devices, and that's a daily challenge with our technology team. They're always just trying to stay one step ahead of the students in some ways, but they do a good job, and we monitor that very, very closely. We have four technology staff members in the district, and they have controls in place to try and eliminate that as much as possible. But some students are good problem solvers, and they try and they find ways around our barriers in those electronic walls. But we do work very hard to prevent that and make sure that those negative things are accessed on a limited basis. But yes, it certainly has opened up avenues, and the students that can get immediate feedback electronically and hear audio voices and things, that does enhance learning.
And you know what? I'll play along with the caller on that. On the pronunciations, doing some live radio, pronunciation can be a difficult thing from time to time when you're doing a lot of cold reads. It can be a challenge.
It definitely. You guys do have.
Are you expecting me to back you up on this?
Yeah, back me up, Dave.
it's one of the biggest challenges that we have.
Yeah,
because we have so many news sources that we don't get those details.
Right.
And sometimes when we have those names, there's no one to contact.
Yeah.
Even the person who owns that name.
Yeah.
So we. Everybody in every broadcast medium probably struggles with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just part of the game. Part of the game. Here with USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter, and we just got a couple minutes left before we get the Manhattan Parks and Rec folks in. You did have a board meeting Monday. Do you maybe want to touch on a few things?
Sure. Board Monday's board meeting was the first of our business year, our fiscal year. So it was a lot of routine things. We did nominate a new board president, and that is Corey Meyer. So congratulations to Corey. We appreciate him being willing to take on that responsibility. And it's a big responsibility being the board president. They spend a lot of extra hours discussing things and planning things with me, and also probably having to make a few extra phone calls between different board members and so forth. So we appreciate Corey for doing that, and I want to thank Ryan Hargett. He was the board president last year, But that first meeting is, like I said, it's a lot of appointments. It's a lot of resolutions we have to read that just to make things legal and make sure we follow all state statutes in kicking off our fiscal year. So not an exciting meeting, but we kicked it off and we're off to a good start.
And just finally, before we let you go, I think we haven't had you in here since the Kansas Supreme Court made their decision on the school funding issue, and we were talking a little bit over break. That wasn't something you were surprised with.
No, that's kind of what we anticipated would happen. We appreciate the fact that they think we still have some work to do, and we need to stay focused and not just settle for status quo, but the schools in the state continue to need more funding. This is a good start. But people need to know we still are somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 below the state base aid per pupil that we were at approximately 10 or 12 years ago, where it was in the $4,800 range.
And that's adjusted for inflation, I'm guessing.
That's without inflation.
Oh,
no.
Without inflation.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. In the 2006, 2008 time frame, before we had those economic struggles, base aid per pupil was around $4,800, and we're still, we're just at $4,128, I believe. So we're still a far cry from where we were several years ago, and we need to stay focused on that and keep finding ways. I know it's a struggle. I know Kansas seems to be bouncing back this year. Economically, but our students do deserve a fair and equal education.
Were you happy to see that they gave a year deadline on that to really kind of just let folks figure it out, and that it didn't turn into maybe like an emergency session and a very kind of rushed sort of?
That doesn't surprise me. I wish they'd push that up a little bit, though, because now for the last 3 years we've kind of been right down to the last minute, like we talked about last month, where we're trying to figure budgets and so forth here all in July, and we don't get as much time as we used to get in planning a yearly budget and sharing that information with our public.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it.
Okay. One thing I would like, shout out to our sure. summer crews, that are out there in this heat working, getting our buildings ready for a new school year. And we don't run our AC in most areas of our buildings. So they're in hot buildings, waxing floors, shampooing carpets, cleaning desks. So shout out to them for all their hard work this summer to make sure we can kick off the school year with great facilities and our outdoor areas are looking good and great shape. Of course, we could sure use the rain. That would help.
Amen. And he still needs the bus drivers, right?
We still need bus drivers. Larry Hannon, our director of transportation, will take any calls. If you are interested in driving a bus, we will sit down and visit with you.
Very good. USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter with Amigo. Thanks so much. We'll see you again next month.
Thanks, Brady.
More in Focus coming up. We'll be talking Manhattan Parks and Rec.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers.